Fellas, how's it going? My name's Austin Abbott. Welcome in. This is Fade Consensus Podcast. Welcome in. Good morning. Happy Friday. How's everybody doing? I'm off work at 1 on Fridays. Hopefully I'm hammered by the pool by the time you guys are listening to this. I'll be helping my cousin kick off his podcast tomorrow, actually. I'll be giving him some shout-outs and hooking him up. Fellas, I put a tweet out last night. I got an offer for some free coffee, a sponsor for the pod. Unfortunately, I don't drink coffee, but one of my followers is going to go get lucky and get some free coffee probably for the next 9 months. Y'all got to pay attention, man. Check out my page occasionally. As we continue to grow, there's going to be more opportunities like that, more sponsors, hopefully sooner rather than later. Fellas, today's episode covers 5 must-own dynasty players. First up, Javonte Williams, Denver Broncos running back. Fellas, I've been talking about him a lot lately, and I flopped on this guy, man. I was not crazy about him months ago, but here we are. Javonte fell to 7th overall in my rookie draft, and that's pretty normal, that's pretty standard, but as of late, man, he's starting to go even earlier than that. Like, if we had a rookie draft today, he'd probably have been around 5th overall. And the Denver Broncos officially signed him 5 days ago, so he's inked up. He's ready to go. Pro Football Focus is very polarizing. I don't know what you guys think of him. I don't know how you guys feel about Pro Football Focus, but the highest grade running backs of Pro Football Focus college era since 2014, the only man who's above Javonte Williams is Jonathan Taylor. Javonte Williams was graded a 95.4 from UNC. Other guys that made this list was Kareem Hunt, Travis Etienne, Najee Harris. But yeah, that's Pro Football Focus. Very, very polarizing. I get it. A lot of people don't like what they have to say, but I'm just reading off some numbers. Fellas, but let's talk about the elephant that's in the room. Melvin Gordon, right? Melvin Gordon's in the final year of his contract with Denver. Melvin Gordon came out and said that the competition with Philip Lindsay got in his head a bit last year. Okay, and no disrespect, no Philip Lindsay slander, right? Undrafted free agent, back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing seasons, pro bowler, good player, very underrated. He needs more respect on his name. All right, anyway, Melvin Gordon said that Philip Lindsay got in his head a bit last year, right? He said it was difficult coming into a place where a Colorado native was so loved here. And if Philip Lindsay got in his head, imagine what Javonte does to him. Javonte isn't some guy. Javonte is a player who was traded up for. He was given, Denver Broncos gave a 2nd and a 4th, man. They traded up to get this kid because they love him. You know, Melvin Gordon was sitting there watching the NFL draft thinking the exact thing, thinking, I swear to God, if Denver trades up right now and grabs this kid, I'm done, man. I'm done. And guess what? That's exactly what's going to happen. Again, Melvin Gordon, final year of his contract. Denver decides to trade up to draft this player. What more do I have to say? I mean, Denver is literally, they're making it so obvious what they want to do. Javonte Williams is very good not only at running, but he's good at pass blocking. He's good at catching. He really can do it all. We're reading left and right that Broncos beat reporters keep talking about Melvin Gordon not being the guy week one. They keep talking about Javonte already being the man from day one, right? And regardless if that happens or not, Javonte Williams is going to be a late season league winner, okay? Javonte Williams, late season league winner. Do not forget that. Javonte is the perfect type of player that if you don't draft, that's fine. If you do not draft him, right? And I'm talking redraft right now. If you don't draft Javonte Williams, that's fine. If you want to go trade for him a few weeks into the season, like week 4, week 5, right? After he may be having like a 60-40 split with Melvin Gordon. Or you know, it's just ugly. Like, it's an RBBC. That is exactly the moment that you trade for Javonte Williams. Because he's going to be dirt cheap. He's a rookie. People won't think much of him. And we're talking about, like, the people that aren't the hardcore players, right? You need to take advantage of consensus. You need to take advantage of the GMs that just casually play. Because guess what? If you don't, another GM will. Fellas, this is life or death. This is literally just everything that I live for. Everything that you live for. Come on. You're lying to yourself if you don't sit up and think about fantasy. Like you 100% lose sleep over fantasy or dynasty. And if you don't, I mean, you're probably a psychopath. 100% psychopath. I mean, if Javonte Williams even has a decent rookie year, he's already going to be like fringe top 15 dynasty running back, right? You're going to rather him over Ezekiel Elliott, who's going to be 26. You're probably going to prefer him over Derrick Henry, who's going to be 27. You're gonna prefer him over a lot of these vets that are gonna break down in 1 or 2 years, man. And you have to make the jump a year in advance. I mean, I already like Javonte Williams more than Miles Sanders. I just think he could be right in the tier with guys like Gibson or Clyde Edwards-Helaire or J.K. Dobbins. I think he can be right there, man. If he has a very promising rookie year, a lot of people are going to realize that Melvin Gordon's going to be gone. And it's just going to be the Javonte show, you know. And I'm just telling you guys this a year in advance because I want you to go get those shares now. I want you to go get them while they're cheaper. Fellas, next guy up, Antonio Gibson. Fellas, y'all need to realize Antonio Gibson had 206 total touches. He scored 200 fantasy points. I mean, that's a giant sample size, man. That's the majority of the year. He played almost every single game. He played 13 games. Fellas, if he keeps that pace up where it's a point per touch, let's just give him 300 touches. If we gave him 300 touches, he would have been RB4 last year, way, way ahead of David Montgomery. He would have been like 40 points ahead of David Montgomery. The only running backs that would have been ahead of him, Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry. That's it. What happened last year is he was very efficient, but he also found the end zone very often. I'm sorry, he played 14 games. I think it just said 13. He played 14 games. He was PPR running back 13 on the year, just under 800 rushing yards, 4.7 yards per carry, 11 touchdowns on the ground. That's the only number that kind of bothers me a little bit about him. I'm worried that number is going to take a dip. But at the same time, if he matched that, no, I would not be surprised. So here's another, not a knock on Antonio Gibson, but like this needs to change. If you want Antonio Gibson to be a top five running back, this is the number that has to change right here. And it's the receptions. 36 receptions is not going to get it done. 36 receptions, the same exact that Clyde Edwards-Helaire had and Jonathan Taylor, all three rookie running backs had 36 receptions. Those three are not going to be top five running backs unless that number goes up. I know Jonathan Taylor just finished as like the RB6, right? So he's almost a top five running back. But my point is like that is not going to happen, man. Those three running backs will not be top five running backs unless their targets and their receptions go up. Just so you guys understand how big Antonio Gibson is, he's 3 inches taller than Jonathan Taylor and weighs the exact same. He's 23 years old, 6'2", 221 pounds. Now, look, hear me out. I love Gibson in Dynasty more than most people. But for a redraft, just keep this in mind. Gibson was a participant at OTAs, and I expect him to be ready by week one. But this won't be the last that we hear of his toe being a problem, right? He had turf toe at the end of the year, and it was an injury. And the scary thing is that still today, here we are basically in August, and it's still an issue. Okay, so like, it is a real problem, right? And it's a lot worse than we initially thought back during the season. Gibson enters the season with a very high injury risk, and there's a very high possibility that he misses multiple games too. You know, if he's not full go, I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of just let like J.D. McKissic take over for a lot more snaps or the majority of the games. Again, like if you get sniped on him, if you were not able to land Antonio Gibson in your redraft leagues, don't freak out because he may be a little sluggish. He may be a little slow. He may not get that great volume. And fantasy owners may be very frustrated. And that's another player that I think is very logical, very smart, very rational to trade for a few weeks into the year. And that's just if this is all accurate. If he's not putting up the numbers, if he's not healthy, if he's missing games, then you strike. Fellas, you've been warned. Don't fade Antonio Gibson. Fellas, we got three more players we're going to talk about before we get out of here. Next up is Ja'Marr Chase, the first wide receiver taken, the best wide receiver in the entire class, paired up with Joe Burrow. Fellas, I love Ja'Marr Chase as much as the next guy, but I still cannot believe, like, my jaw dropped when the Bengals took him over Penei Sewell. Like, I literally had shivers down my spine, whatever. I couldn't believe it. First up, I want to talk about his ADP. Fellas, we got guys like Mike Davis going before Ja'Marr Chase. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Mike Davis. Bro, who made these rankings? I mean, like, we literally have guys like, let's see, DJ Chark. Dude, DJ Chark, come on. Who's taking DJ Chark before Ja'Marr Chase? Chase Edmonds. Who in the right mind is drafting Chase Edmonds before Ja'Marr Chase? Who else is on this list? That's ridiculous. Kareem Hunt. 100% Kareem Hunt does not deserve to be drafted before Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase's ADP is wide receiver 33. He's 73rd overall. Okay, just to give you like a little fun fact, Deebo Samuel's rookie year was, it wasn't a bad rookie year by any means. He was receiver 32, okay? And he didn't come close to 1,000 yards. Fellas, Ja'Marr Chase is going to be so much better than Deebo's rookie year. Deebo was wide receiver 32, and right now Ja'Marr Chase is pegged for wide receiver 33. That's his ADP. I'm mad about this. I mean, like, look, if it was between wide receiver 25 to 30 range, I get it. Like, I'd be more okay with that. But wide receiver 33 is just out. It's stupid. Like, I just think Chase is a very, very good value. Like, that's all I'm saying, right? And let me pull up Deebo Samuel's stats. His rookie season, when he was wide receiver 32, which is almost identical to Chase's ADP, Deebo Samuel's rookie stats, he had 57 receptions, 802 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Now, ask yourself this. Do you think that Ja'Marr Chase can match those numbers or surpass them? Because if you do, if you believe he can, well, then he's gonna crush his ADP, like, straight up. So at the end of the day, you agree with me that he's a very, very good value at wide receiver 33. I think 57 receptions is a shoo-in. I mean, he's going to crush that. 802 yards. I think he can crack 1,000 yards this year. I 100% believe that in a 17-game season. And 3 touchdowns, he's going to smoke that. He might have 3 touchdowns by, like, week 3. And look, I get wide receiver 32 back in 2018 or 2019 doesn't translate to the same exact number for the 2021 season. I get it. But it's still going to be relatively close, right? Fellas, I got a random stat for y'all. Since the year 2000, teammates have both finished as wide receiver ones 29 times. So that means about every year and a half, a duo will do it, right? And I just want to say, I want to be the first one to say it. Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins have a very good chance at doing this in 1, 2, 3 years from now. You know, and it could be even as early as like next year. It wouldn't blow my mind. All right, just want to get that off my chest. Austin said it first. Like, all in all, Ja'Marr Chase, I don't have a whole lot to say on him other than what I've already said, right? You guys know that he's just an incredible talent. I just want to remind you guys, the final year that he played with Joe Burrow at LSU when they were disgusting, he had 84 receptions in 14 games. 84 receptions. Just under 1,800 yards and 20 touchdowns. 20 touchdowns in 14 games. Fellas, reach on Ja'Marr Chase. Please reach on Ja'Marr Chase because he is going to hit and he's going to smoke his ADP. 6 foot, 201 pounds. Fellas, you've been warned. Fellas, we got two more players to talk about. This is the only player, the only rookie wide receiver that may actually have any inkling, any chance at all at outscoring Ja'Marr Chase in redraft. His name is Devonta Smith. He is the clear second best wide receiver in this draft class, in my opinion. Wait, let me get this straight for fantasy purposes. Okay, Rashad Bateman would low-key be up there if he didn't have the worst landing spot of all time. Shout out Jalen Waddle. No disrespect, brother. Jalen Waddle is as electric of a player as you will ever see. Anyway, fellas, Devonta Smith. Devonta Smith is 22 years old, 6'1", 175 pounds. I get the size was an issue for people. People weren't happy, but I really don't. Actually, I don't get it. Hear me out. Look, you got guys like Tyreek Hill, 5'10", 185. Antonio Brown, 5'10", 185. T.Y. Hilton, 5'9", 180, 175. You have guys like this, the exact same weight. Maybe 10 pounds heavier than Devonta Smith. 10 pounds heavier. You're telling me Devonta Smith cannot put 10 pounds on. He can literally do it in just a few months, right? Marquise Brown bulked up, put like 20 pounds on in a few months. Devonta Smith can and he will. And Devonta Smith is 6'1". All these guys are 5'9", 5'10". And all these players, Tyreek Hill, Antonio Brown, and T.Y. Hilton, all three of them literally combined for so many wide receiver one seasons. I mean, all three of them had a handful of wide receiver seasons. Devonta Smith puts 10 pounds on. All of a sudden, he weighs the same as those guys. But he has 3 inches of height on them, right? 2, 3 inches, whatever. He's 6'1". Dude, fellas, we need to stop saying that he looks like an ant or like a stick figure. Like, I get it. He actually high-key looks like it. But when he puts 10 pounds on, all of a sudden, and he's a top 15 wide receiver, top 12 wide receiver a year, 2 years from now. I mean, come on, man. Don't fade him. Look at his college resume. Look at his measurables. Look at his college production. Again, this is a guy I'm 100% comfortable in reaching on. Devonta Smith has to be the only rookie wide receiver that I can see beating out Ja'Marr Chase for fantasy purpose. And I say that because not because he's better, because he's not better, but because he has no competition in Philly, right? You have J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who sucks. You have Travis Fulgham, who sucks. I mean, I guess you still have Zach Ertz, but like, there's no competition, man. It's going to be the Devonta Smith show. And Jalen Reagor, man, like, sometimes things are even bigger than football, man. And like, I saw he's going through some mental health issues, and I wish him the best, but again, Jalen Reagor is not a real threat to him. He doesn't have a real threat, right? So it's wheels up for Devonta Smith, whereas Ja'Marr Chase, it's the opposite, right? He has Tyler Boyd and he has T. Higgins, both very, very good proven wide receivers. So he's going to get peppered with targets, Devonta Smith. Competition will not be an issue. Volume will definitely not be an issue. And what's the most important thing in Dynasty? It's volume. Whatever, Dynasty, Fantasy, doesn't matter. Volume is always most important. Again, I need to remind you all about his college stats, right? So he was 10th overall pick this year, first round 10th overall pick. You know what Philly said? Philly said, hey, we like that kid that just came off a 1,856-yard season, 117 reception, 23 touchdowns. Yeah, we like that kid. And the year before, he had 68 catches, 1,256 yards, 14 touchdowns. 37 touchdowns the past 2 years. 37 touchdowns in his past 26 games. Over 3,000 receiving yards in his past 2 years. Holy crap. You thought that Ja'Marr Chase's ADP was bad, right? Ja'Marr Chase was 73 overall. Devonta Smith is 97. He's wide receiver 42, which is 9 slots lower than Ja'Marr Chase. Holy shit, man. Laviska Shenault, I don't agree. I 100% give me Devonta Smith all day over him. Give me, like, listen to some players that are ahead of Devonta Smith. Leonard Fournette, Logan Thomas, David Johnson, Ronald Jones, Curtis Samuel, Jarvis Landry. Dude, get out of here. Literally get out of here. Damian Harris, Raheem Mostert. If you're drafting Raheem Mostert before Devonta Smith, I mean, you should literally do yourself a favor and just Venmo whoever wins the league $100. Just Venmo your commissioner because you don't know what, you have no idea what's going on. Will Fuller, why is Will Fuller ranked higher than Devonta Smith? Can someone tell me why? Will Fuller is going to do nothing in Miami. It is so crowded all of a sudden. He goes from Deshaun Watson to Tua. I mean, dude, this list sucks. This is Fantasy Pros. This is consensus. Dude, this sucks. Brandon Cooks. Okay, maybe Brandon Cooks low-key could eat this year. I get it. I'm not taking James Robinson before I'm taking Devonta Smith. Debo Samuel is at 76. Dallas Goedert. I'm not taking those players before Devonta Smith. I'm sheesh, man. That's rough. Devonta Smith is literally going to eat this year. There's nobody. There's no competition. Devonta Smith, 10th overall pick. He's going to be a monster. Again, he's got the size, got measurables, college resume, college production, whatever you want to call it. He's got the landing spot. He has no competition. The volume's going to be disgusting. He's got everything. All right, fellas. Final player we're talking about for the day. Jerry Jeudy. 22 years old, 6'1", 192 pounds. Look, man, Jerry Jeudy needs to get more love than, like, some people, you know, Jerry Jeudy, he's got his followers. Some people love Jerry Jeudy, but, like, he needs more, man. That's why we're here. We're going to give Jerry Jeudy more love because he's a damn good player. Jerry Jeudy has an ADP of 77 overall, wide receiver 36. You're telling me Jerry Jeudy, who finished last year as PPR, he was wide receiver 47 last year. You think that how is this man at 36? This bothers me. You got guys like Debo Samuel that are higher than him. Dallas Goedert. You got, like, Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd low-key could be up there. But like, Chase Claypool, man. Chase Edmonds. DJ Chark. Get out of here, man. Literally get out of here. Because Jerry Jeudy is a 1,000-time better prospect than all of those players. And I get prospect isn't everything. Prospect just gets you to the NFL. Once you get to the NFL, you have to produce. And Jerry Jeudy absolutely produced as a rookie. One of my favorite quotes, Jerry Jeudy literally came out and said that the Broncos and the NFL in general practices are a lot easier than his practices with Nick Saban. And I believe it 100%. You want to go watch something beautiful? Go watch Jerry Jeudy's route running. He's going into his second year, and I can confidently say, and everyone should agree with me on this, that he's already one of the best route runners in the entire NFL. Like right now, I think Jeudy's a late wide receiver too, man. I think that's where he's going to finish, but I'm talking like wide receiver 24, like very late. But Jeudy should be better than that. Jeudy should be astronomically better than that if he had a quarterback. Let me give you like larger range, right? So I have Jeudy between like probably wide receiver 20 to 28, like pretty large area, right? And that's where he should finish because of his situation. If he had a quarterback, there's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt he would be a top 15 wide receiver. And I read a lot of Zach Stevens tweets. Shout out Zach Stevens, DNVR. He's a Denver Broncos beat reporter, and he does a great job. And he always talks about the practices, right? He's talking about how Drew Lock's hitting Jerry Jeudy 30 yards down the field. Drew Lock's doing this. Drew Lock's doing that. Drew Lock is apparently looking pretty decent in practice. And like, if that's true, man, if Drew Lock could turn around his career, that would be incredible. That would make me so happy. And I don't even have any shares of Jerry Jeudy, but I just want to see this kid succeed because he was so freaking good at Alabama. And I just want that to continue in the NFL because, you know, rightfully so. I mean, the kid deserves it. The kid's incredible. The kid already has it all, in my opinion. He's got the measurables. He's got the college resume. He's got the draft cap. He's got the landing spot. He just needs a better quarterback. That is it. Like, the volume's going to be there 100%, man. I know they got Fant, and they're getting Cortland Sutton back. And yes, Cortland Sutton may actually outproduce him this year. That wouldn't blow my mind. But at the same time, if Jeudy outproduced him, I wouldn't be blown away because Judy's that good. Fellas, can we call Peyton Manning, get him back, throw some pads on him? Man, if Jeudy had Peyton Manning back in, like, what, 20... What was he there? 2012 to 2015. Oh boy. God, Demaryius Thomas was just eating. Julius Thomas. And who else do they have? Eric Decker, Wes Welker. Oh my God. That offense was so much fun. I mean, you see how electric Denver could be if they had a quarterback? Fellas, we're getting out of here. It is getting late. Again, fellas, I did one of my first giveaways to all the coffee enthusiasts out there and Daily Pod listeners. I partnered with a sponsor giving away 6 months of free coffee for one of my followers. How to win? You just retweet my post and simply give a 5-star and leave a review on Fade Consensus Podcast. The giveaway ended at midnight last night. You guys are hearing this. This episode's dropping at 5 a.m. today, Friday. Fellas, I appreciate y'all. Again, I'm Austin Abbott. I'm going to try and give you guys more giveaways as we get more sponsors, as we continue to grow, as we continue to get larger. Fellas, go have a great Friday. I love y'all. Peace.